KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 70 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 86 in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Moran's Stiefel Investments. In local news, Anita Rescue and Wyota first responders were called to the scene of a semi-tractor trailer rollover accident at around 4:35 a.m. today, according to dispatch reports. The crash occurred near 50635 690th, which is just southwest of Interstate 80, exit 64. One person was said to have been suffering from a head injury. They were transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Law enforcement was called to the scene because some pigs being hauled in the trailer were running free in the area. Currently, no other details are available. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 46-year-old Christopher Dean Van Osdol of Villisca was arrested at around 10 p.m. Thursday on a Class D felony charge of enticing a minor under the age of 16. Van Osdol was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. And Red Oak Police report 53-year-old Valerie Zamora of Westminster, Colorado, was arrested around 2:30 p.m. Thursday for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. Zamora was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. Two women from Missouri were arrested Thursday morning on drug charges in Fremont County. Sheriff Kevin Astrup says deputies were dispatched at around 10:45 a.m. to the Finders Keepers Antique Mall for a suspicious person. Upon further investigation, they arrested 22-year-olds Lauren White and Whitney Glasscock, both of Kansas City, Missouri, for possession of a prescription drug, Xanax and Suboxone, possession of marijuana and butane hash oil, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Their bonds at the Fremont County Jail were set at $4,300 each. The Mills County K-9 unit assisted Fremont County deputies in handling the investigation and arrests. A regular meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors takes place at 8:30 this morning in their boardroom at the courthouse. And during that meeting, at around 8:35 a.m., the board will enter into a closed session to discuss legal matters with the Cass County attorney. When they return to an open session, the board will act on a resolution to enter into an agreement to abate the tax and assign a tax sale certificate on a parcel of county-owned property in Griswold and act on the suspension of taxes on a parcel in Atlantic. They're also expected to possibly act on appointing an additional member to the Cass County Local Foods Policy Council. Well, the second annual Heads Up Drag Race event is set for tomorrow at the Atlantic Municipal Airport. Event organizer Jamie Joyce said they decided to hold the event again because of the overwhelmingly positive response they received last year, despite the weather.
We had over 1,500 spectators show up and about 200 participants. It wasn't too bad for a rainy day. We're hoping for good weather this year, and we'll have a bigger turnout.
Joyce said that he and a group of his friends are drag racers and attend various area car shows. He said the idea for a drag race came from the thought that it would be fun to see the cars in action rather than just sitting pretty near the curb at a car show.
And so I went out to the airport and talked to the management out there and just pitched the idea at him, and he said it sounded like fun to him. Let's see if we can make it happen. So that's how it started.
The Atlantic Airport serves as the perfect venue, he says, because there's really no other legal place locally for a race to be held. The event is a no-prep race, which means the track is not prepped like it would be at a drag strip.
The tech inspection starts at 8, so if the drivers want to show up early to get through the line quicker, they can show up at 8, get their car teched, and then just hang out until 10. 10 is when the racing starts. That's when the spectators will start to show up, and then it ends at 6 o'clock.
It's a run what you brung type race, meaning that everything from stock daily drivers to modified cars can participate as long as the vehicle is safe with good tires and nothing is leaking, such as oil or antifreeze.
We are going to have some exhibition runs. There's a guy that's going to have a snowmobile that's set up for, it's a drag racing snowmobile, and he's going to get it set up for asphalt.
Bleachers will be available for viewing, and you're welcome to bring your folding lawn chairs. Food will be available from vendors as well as the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. There is a $5 spectator fee. Kids age 12 and under are free. The entry fee for drivers is $20, with all the proceeds being given to the Shriners Hospital for Children, just like last year. Off-site parking for spectators will be available at Mala, Fredericks and Iron Recycling, and Rick's Auto Clinic. SWTA will be busing people into the airport. For more information, visit Heads Up Drag Racing on Facebook. In our funeral announcements, Robert Bob Finken, age 89, of Erling, died Monday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Bob Finken will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Edna Hightoff, age 87, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. A massive Christian burial for Edna Hightoff will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Bob Fuller, age 71, of Yale, died Wednesday at his home. Memorial services for Bob Fuller will be held on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Harold Brunk, age 85, of Griswold, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Harold Brunk will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Griswold Community Building. The Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Jack Raymond Johnson, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died September 9th at his home. A memorial service for Jack Johnson will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joanne Thompson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life for Joanne Thompson will take place September 22nd at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Helen Larry, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Services for Helen Larry are pending at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Charles Robinson, age 82, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Charles Robinson are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.